Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Wednesday, March 11th. Despite the coronavirus situation in China, Tesla is moving ahead with the expansion of its Gigafactory Shanghai. A new drone video shows a massive new building coming up as part of phase two of the construction. Jason Yang, who produced the drone video and documented the first phase of the factory, commented, quote, "The piling and foundation work of the new phase of the project is expected to be completed this month." Close quote. Gigafactory Shanghai is going for a production capacity of 250,000 cars, along with battery pack and electric motor production lines. Tesla is looking for a new Gigafactory in the central U.S. to produce the Cybertruck electric pickup truck and the Model Y. CEO Elon Musk says that he is looking for incentives, a workforce, and more, as Nashville is said to be in the running. Musk didn't elaborate on where specifically in the central U.S. Tesla is currently scouting, but the CEO called the planned factory the Cybertruck Gigafactory. This, of course, is keeping in line with Tesla's recent pattern of calling pretty much everything a Gigafactory. BMW's i8, the best-selling plug-in hybrid sports car, is going to see the end of its production run next month after about 20,000 units were produced. The German automaker announced today, quote, "The final stretch on the way to the Hall of Fame of BMW sports cars. 6 years after its market launch, the BMW i8 ends its product life cycle." Close quote. Electrek's Fred Lambert comments, quote, "In our test of the BMW i8, we mostly enjoyed the car. There were rumors of BMW working on an all-electric version of the i8, but they never materialized." Close quote. A Lexus dealer in Texas is provoking Tesla owners and encouraging them to trade in their Tesla vehicles, telling them, quote, "You've had your fun. Now it's time for zero compromise." Close quote. Lexus of Lakeway, a dealer near Austin, Texas, managed to obtain Tesla owners' information in the region and spam them with a direct mail campaign. The opposing side of the mailer includes a promise of an additional $1,000 discount and top dollar for your Tesla trade-in. And it also takes comically outdated shots against electric vehicles. Washington State Senate narrowly passed Bill 5811 this week, paving the way for the Evergreen State to become the 12th to adopt California's zero emissions mandate. When the bill comes to fruition, the entire West Coast will require that at least 5% of auto sales are electric vehicles, increasing to 8% by 2025. Also in February, Washington considered a proposal for the state to refuse to register any new car that runs on gasoline by 2030. This bill failed to advance because it missed the cutoff for the legislature's calendar. And in Electrek's green energy brief, Hawaii's capital, Honolulu, has filed a lawsuit against 10 fossil fuel companies. The city is seeking monetary damages to pay for flooding and sea level rise as a result of climate change. Maui is also expected to file its own lawsuit soon. The U.S. Department of Energy's National Renewable Energy Laboratory and WattBuy, an energy intelligence service for consumers, is working together on a national database. The initiative is funded through a grant from Schmidt Futures, a philanthropic initiative co-founded by former Google CEO Eric Schmidt and his wife, Wendy. John Kerry, former U.S. Secretary of State and founder of climate crisis action group World War Zero, is expected to speak about combating climate change at the Moving On Summit 2020 at McGill University in Montreal this June. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, a new electric bike review was posted on Electrek's YouTube channel, this time for the CSC FT750. As made by a motorcycle company, the bikes include a 750-watt rear hub motor, 650-watt-hour battery, a top speed of 25 miles an hour, hydraulic disc brakes, 100-millimeter front suspension, and all of this for $1,688. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.